You're listening to the Family of Yud podcast. Message from Neo. 1561 Celestial Phenomenon over Nuremberg.
Beloved friends of Earth. Throughout the current waking dream, humans have become accustomed to lights in the sky, in oceans, and around mountainous areas where bases are active. The Galactic Federation has always been present to protect and guide souls as journeys are completed and souls have returned to origin. Let's explore a phenomenon that is still a mystery to most. The answers will be clear as we focus on truth. In a frequency of light in timelessness, a gathering to honor peace was called in a forum to honor oneness. This event was held on Arcturus within crystal walls of a created structure designed specifically for this occasion. Members of the Galactic Federation arrived with their families from many stars. There was great peace and tranquility among those gathered in joy. There were elaborate meals shared and laughter as music played. But suddenly the festivities were interrupted. There were crafts in the area with beings of a dark intent. Having the desire to disrupt oneness with chaos, these souls were confronted immediately. Elder Wannevar stood tall with his silver cape and arms outstretched. With frequencies sent in the direction of those interrupting, the visitors withdrew in anger. They vowed to get even as they left in crafts to return home. The beings of destruction are called Apoxo, their star of home is Isaac. They choose death and darkness over light. They stand 9 feet tall with dark green scaly skin and yellow eyes. Their lifespan is 60 years and they incarnate back into their own race. They have achieved technology to travel throughout large areas. But their intention is to harm as they believe power is within darkness. Now we move from timelessness to perceived time on Earth. The Apoxo were aware of the many incarnations of starseeds from the higher realms. Many of Elder Wannevar's close friends had arrived to continue their journey of light. The year was 1561 and the location was above Nuremberg. In the early morning hours, as people slept peacefully, explosions, lights, and unknown phenomena pierced the senses with frequencies, sounds, and sights that caused great fear. Elder and Commander Wannevar had received intel that the Apoxo had death and destruction as their plan. As crafts from Isaac roared into the skies with explosions, a large mothership from Arcturus made a powerful presence. The area beneath the triangular-shaped mothership opened with a burst of light. 40 crafts from the fleet of the massive mothership entered the pathway of the crafts from Isaac. As war broke out with lasers, frequencies and technology that allowed metal to become dust, smoke and screeches of loud noises filled the sky. It is common with those in fear to believe they observe images that are not the absolute visuals that are presented. People on the ground reported blood-red colors, crosses, circles and abstract patterns. Everyone had different perceptions to the occurrence of something so strange and sudden. The reporting gave rise to UFO phenomena, but no one could ever explain the truth of the event. Many chose a religious connotation, not knowing that spiritual warfare had unfolded before them. The Apoxo were banished from the skies over the Earth. They learned well that the Galactic Federation was a force to avoid. The light of the presence of Elder Wannevar has amplified with his missions of love and protection. Stories of his mission over Nuremberg are still told over many waking dreams. In light we live. Neki Maia. I love you so, Neo.